Good morning, God's people. Hope all is well with you. I hope this podcast is finding you in good spirit. It's a new day of a new morning. I'm blessed to be alive. I'm protected, thankful, grateful, healthy, favored all by God's grace. Hallelujah. First and foremost, we are going to give the man upstairs his props. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up so that we can use our limbs, our bodies, and move on throughout this day. Lord, we ask you in your Son Jesus' name to go forth this day that you have given us, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, but go forth in this day to protect us and make sure that no harm comes against us. We've put on the full armor of you, Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I hope everyone is doing well today in Cleveland. It is 72 degrees on a Wednesday. And it's mostly cloudy, but the sun is shining. It's beautiful. It's beautiful because we are up to see it. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. Okay, we're going to go into our YouVersion scripture that I'll be talking about. And for today, it will be Psalms 8, 3 through 4. Psalms 8, 3 through 4. And the welcome segment for the today says, when was the last time you stared at the night sky, or the sunset, or the sunrise? Have you ever just marveled at how phenomenal our human senses are? Think about that. When was the last time you looked up into the sky? I don't remember when I looked up into the sky. I mean, personally, just to say that I've been cooped up in the house for the pandemic. I mean, I do have a window that I can see the sky, but it's not like looking up at the sky. I remember back in, I don't know what year it was, when there was a blackout from Cleveland to New York, and might have been Canada to Cleveland to New York. And it was a blackout that night. And my son, he was only 6. He said, Mommy, I'm scared. I said, I am too. But we looked up into the stars, to the sky. It was so beautiful, you know, because all the lights were out in the streets. And it's, I mean, everybody from Maple Heights to Wood Hill, I mean, the whole city was dark, and it was nothing we can do. It was so creepy, but yet it was like, okay, God is trying to tell us something, right? But that's the last time I can remember looking up into the sky, and I'm gonna have to really take the time up to look up into the sky, because the next our next scripture will tell you why we should look up into the sky. This is a scripture from Psalms 8, 3 through 4. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? That was King James Version. And I know some people do not understand how to break it down. No, I won't say break it down, but how to actually get into the King James Version. So I am going to actually read this from the NIV, the International Version, so you can get some kind of understanding as far as what God is trying to present, what God is trying to tell us. And so I am going to find this in my other Bible, and it reads, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, when you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them." Amen. And that is the NIV version, in the International Version. Now let's break these two scriptures down. I was studying it in the Life Application Study Bible. Now, Life Application Study Bible is a wonderful Bible to start, to learn how to break down the scriptures and understand the King James Version. Let me see, how long have I had this book? I always put a date in all my books to see how long I've had them. I've had this book since March 13th, 2011. And I'm telling you, it is tore up, but I keep it all together, though. It looks like it's been used. How about that? So anyway, in the Life Application Bible, the scriptures read like this: "When I looked at the night sky and see the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them." That was different. I think that those two scriptures in the NLT was more so close to what you can understand. So when we're talking about these two scriptures, we're talking about the respect that we have to give God. And when he created the stars in the sky, when he created the moon, he put them in one by one, and they all have a name. You know, we can see the Milky Way. I mean, there's so much in the stars that would actually give you some information. Now, my daughter, she has an anchor. She's on anchor.fm. And her podcast is called In the Beginning. And she goes into the astrological of your zodiac sign and deep into the stars of the stars in the sky. And she's really good. I have to say so myself. My daughter is really good. It's called In the Sky with Nia Kai, and you need to check her out. She is really good. If you really want to know some things about how you're manifesting from one day to the next, and how your name connects to the stars or astrologically, go check her podcast out. She's been doing it for 7 years, so she's learning as she go, and I appreciate you if you go and check her out. So we're going to continue with this these two scriptures. Now, as I was reading in my application Bible, I came across some information that would break these two scriptures down. And one scripture, the first one, when it says, "When I look at the new night sky and see the works of your fingers," that means if we look at the night sky and see the work of God, how he created the stars and the moon, and he's, like I said, he set them in place. So that scripture alone, I will break down, and this is what they say in the Application Bible. "To respect God's majestically, we must compare ourselves to his greatness. When we look at creation, we often feel small by comparison. This is a healthy way to get back to reality, though. But God does not want us to dwell on our smallness. Humility means proper respect for God, not self-desperation. Did you hear that? Not self-desperation. You have to put all your feelings and all your emotions and trust God in what He does. And He has placed the stars up in the sky, the moon in the sky. He created you. He created you as this. When we're going to the next scripture, what are the mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them. Now that scripture is all about where and how you feel. Now this will break it down from the Application Bible. It says, when we look at the vast expanse of creation, we wonder how God would be concerned for people who constantly disappoint Him. Yet God created us only a little lower than Himself and the angels. The next time you question your worth as a person, remember that God considers you highly valuable. We have great worth because we bear the stamp of the Creator. You can see that in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. For the extent of worth God places on all people, because God has already declared how valuable we are, we can be set free from feeling of worthiness. Wow, that is deep. We are worthy of what God wants us to deal with. And today, how can you worship God today? Can you share with someone what He done in your life? Or put up a list in your home of everything you're grateful for, thanking Him again each time you see it. Bow face down before Him by your closet and pour out your heart to Him. Hallelujah. I mean, bow down to the floor and allow God to spiritually just sit into your world and manifest and just release all the things that you want to tell Him. Lord Jesus, we are grateful. Lord Jesus, I never thought I was worthy, but I am. You are kings and queens of God. He created you in His image. And you always remember that He created you in His image. And God is a wonderful God. He's an awesome God. So when He created you, He created you to be like Him. Amen. Amen. It is just a wonderful thing to know and learn about how God has manifested in allowing us to be worthy. We are worthy. Now, when the U version explains deeply in one of their, they have this 5-day of all in the presence of God, I want to say episodes, and the name of it is God of Wonders, and this is a devotional, and if you get a chance to, I advise highly to go into YouVersion and read it for 5 days and learn about the wonders of God. And so it's the most of I can read right now is just what is on this list of things that the list that we're talking about. As a teenager, we regulates to the back of 40s with the sheep. David properly had no idea that people would be reading his poetry thousands of years later. The future David envisioned for himself while hanging around sheep 24/7 was probably not the grandiosest, certainly not the picture of you can be whatever you put in your mind to message used here today. David's father did not see much value in him. He did not even include David in the children's, I guess I can say that, lineup for Samuel and the prophet. In the end, his earthly father rejection did not matter because his heavenly father had already marked him for the future greatness. No one but God knew the training account for this future Psalms' king took place alone in the field with his sheep, with no distraction except an occasional lost sheep to save. David's sense could focus on wonders around him day and night. He experienced the splendor of every sunrise, the fragrance of wildflowers, the feel of raindrops washing his face, the harvest moon bathing the sheep in the light, and the mentor showers that displayed on the backdrop of a black dome of heaven. And even when David slept, his creator visited him and shared his thoughts, sometimes in a song. Those nighttime reservations might have become the lyrics of songs David wrote. He lived as a prisoner of God's creative. What a manifest excitement. David's every waking moment would be a living symphony of awe. He had to release the wonderments, even though his words could never describe such indescribable glory. The heavens did a better job than he ever could, but that didn't stop him. He was willing to collaborate and always allow the wonders of the guides in his pen. Perhaps you have found your voice and started giving expressions through writing, music, or art, but you are feeling stuck and wondering if you will ever get unstuck. The answer is yes. Or maybe you have not been able to start expressing yourself. The antidote for both situations is to overcome on beauty. Get so filled up by going for the walk in the woods or watching the sunset that you will burst if you do not express your feelings. Question to ponder on. What type of creativity expression have you always wanted to pursue? How do you think you will find the awe of God in doing that? That is so wonderful. And it has four other lessons behind it, but you have to go into YouVerse. And it's, to me, it's God is telling you, whatever you want to pursue, you're worthy. You're worthy to pursue it, and He will make sure that you have the tools. All you have to do is trust Him and believe in Him. I know there's a lot of people out there trying to start their business, and you run through a hurdle. You run to a hurdle, and all you have to do is ask God, where should you go from here? And God will guide you. And if He think that it is good for you, He will make sure you have the tools. You know, He allowed David to have the tools when he had to approach his future. And He will allow you to have the tools that you need that can approach your future. I have a niece that had been grinding for 4 or 5 years in her new business, and she kept going and she kept going and she kept going, and she has seen herself manifest and are worthy now of doing more and more and getting more results, and I give my hat off to her. My daughter is the same way. She is more so of trying to manifest and stride for her business, as well as my youngest son. I mean, I have children that are creative, and I just stand behind them and push them, because if you go ahead and create what you want in life, and the tools are given to you, use them. Go and talk to somebody that have already been there, and ask them, how did you start your business? You know, and how can I keep it going? Because you're gonna fall short of a lot of things, and people are gonna talk you out of it. But the thing is, at the end of the day, make yourself happy, be responsible for what you do, and put God first. Because if you have God in your creation or whatever you want to do, He'll make sure you have everything you need. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. So that being said, let us pray. Lord, may mine cannot even begin to comprehend all the things that have made, all the things you have made. You intended light, colors, sound, landscape, weather, plants, animals, and us. Every time, everything exists because of you. Hallelujah. And for you, we thank you, Lord, for creating us, for breathing your life into us. Help me represent you in a way worthy of your majestic and glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We sure do appreciate you. We appreciate you with more than anything that our hearts desire. And when I consider your heavens and work of your hands, and the moon and the stars, which you have placed and set in place, what is kind? Mankind. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. That is Psalms 8, 3 through 4. And I may have stumbled over that in my prayer, but I do apologize. And I know you get the lesson. So thank you for chiming in. This is Gwen Shi from Anchor.fm. Peace and love, everyone. Keep God first. Fear not, because He's always with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Peace out.